Many people took to the road this weekend to get closer to the line of full totality for today's great American solar eclipse. Some traveled alone or with friends and family. Someone went with an organized group.
One of those groups was coordinated by the Milwaukee Public Museum and was led by Bob Bonadour, the director of the museum's planetarium. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter Meg Jones went along and joins us now from Metropolis, Illinois. Meg, thanks for taking time to talk with us.
Hey, my pleasure. I'm still kind of the awe and the aura. I've seen the eclipse totality. It was very cool.
Well, yeah. So what was it like?
So the group from the Milwaukee Public Museum is 110 people, and they had four different sites, three sites in Missouri, one site in southern Illinois, just to kind of hedge their bets, because if it's cloudy or it's raining, it'd be like the effect of like pulling a dark curtain across the sky and you wouldn't be able to see it. But so they ended up choosing Metropolis, Illinois, and we're right on the Ohio River. In fact, you can look right across the river and see into Kentucky. And in this area, they got 2 minutes and 23 seconds of totality. And there were some clouds that came out, and sometimes we couldn't see the eclipse as it was happening because the clouds were going by. But for those 2.5 minutes, the clouds just seemed to part. Maybe it was angels singing that we heard, sure. But and then it was fun because Bob, they had a bunch of telescopes with the solar filters and binoculars and solar filters and things set up. But Bob was shouting at, 5 minutes, 3 minutes, and then he was, everyone's wearing their eclipse glasses, and then he goes, get ready, and then all of a sudden, we saw what's called the diamond ring. So basically, you see, like, the golden corona around the sun, but there's a little dab of light that's shining through, so it kind of looks like a blazing diamond ring. Hmm. And what was interesting is that where we're set up, we're at Fort Maffick State Park. There's a Sonic drive-in, one of those ice cream places across the way. Mm-hmm. Well, the lights turned on a Sonic drive-in because they sensed that it was night, and then the crickets were chirping, and then somebody said, "Hey, there's Venus." So there was so much to kind of take in, but it was just really, really cool.
Well, Meg, we saw the partial eclipse here. It was neat, but nowhere near as cool. And we could be bitter and resentful at those who got to see it, but instead we're going to live vicariously through you and the people you were with. What kind of reaction did this crowd of 100-plus people with the Milwaukee Public Museum, what was the reaction when the diamond ring came out?
Yeah, well, a lot of the people were rookies, like myself, who had never, ever seen a total solar eclipse. So, most of us had read about it. We'd listened to lectures and stuff. But still, it wasn't. I talked to some people, and they're like, "Wow, I knew it was coming, and yet I couldn't believe what was happening." One lady said, "The sun was black. We had a black sun." So there was everything from hooting and hollering and cheering to some people just like their jaws are dropped. There was a few people that were trying to take pictures. It was just really, really cool. So I talked to quite a few people, and from what I understand is that, they're kind of like potato chips. You just can't have one. So I talked to some people, and they're like, "Hey, maybe we'll go to South America in 2019 or 2020. And they said, or just wait until 2024 when the solar eclipse comes through America again. And one interesting fact, I happen to be in Metropolis, Illinois, where people, all they just had to do was look out the window. And in 2024, that's all they have to do again is look out the window. So the eclipse is going to hit this part of the United States twice in 7 years. And these folks just do not know how lucky they are.
So, places like Metropolis, Illinois, but also larger places like St. Louis and other places that mm-hmm. were in that path. Did you notice a lot of, how would we say it, eclipse tourism-oriented marketing going on? Were people taking advantage of this?
Try the eclipse burger.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. I'm still writing my story right now, but as soon as I finish, I'm going to go into Metropolis, and they're having a solar eclipse festival. So they're having street vendors, and I'm going to go to the Superman Museum because they've got this huge Superman, because, Metropolis is the home of Superman, and they've got this huge Superman statue that everyone gets their picture taken up, which I plan to do once I'm no longer working or, finish with my work. But, everybody's getting on the bandwagon, and it was so funny last night. I finished work at 10 p.m., and I got in my car, and I drove overnight. It's about a 7-hour drive from Milwaukee down to Metropolis, and stuff happening in, you know, Highway 54 and in Illinois, and I'm stopping at, like, the rest stops at 2 a.m., and they're packed. It was like a concert had just let out. I mean, there's all these people that were out and about moving around, and you just kind of look at each other like, yep, Eclipse Chaser, yep, Eclipse Chaser, you know, for the same reason.
We're talking with Meg Jones right now. She is a reporter from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and she traveled to, it ends up, Southern Illinois with a group of eclipse watchers organized by the Milwaukee Public Museum.
And you said you had the telescopes there with the sun filters. What was it like? Did you get a chance to look through that yourself, Meg?
Yeah, so that was really cool because we could see sunspots. So I could see 3 sunspots on the sun,
Wow. Which
apparently the way Bob Benader, the planetarium director, is describing it, each one of those sunspots is larger than Earth.
Huh.
So, but there were just these little tiny pinpricks, and so that was fascinating. And the sun looked, depending on the type of filter, it was like this bright red, kind of a blood orange, to just a very bright yellow, orange. It was just so cool. And what was also neat was that people brought, like, colanders, and they made, like, pinhole signs, and they would hold that up to the sun and then shine it down on a white fabric, and you could see the shadows, the tiny shadows were crescent shaped as the crescent, you know, as the crescent sun was shining down. So that was really, really kind of cool, something I hadn't quite expected.
Well, and we had a range of gadgets here at WPR. A bunch of us went outside. Rob, co-host here,
scored some glasses.
He actually had some glasses, so we were being nicer to Rob than we usually are. But then one of our reporters, Bridget Bowden, had made a pinhole viewer with a, what do you call it, like the box that like a 12-pack of Klarburn water comes in, a very Wisconsin one, since it was in the Klarburn. And other people I saw had, you know, the piece of cardboard with the pinhole and were reflecting. So we had a little bit of everything here, and it sounds like you did too.
Yeah, it was neat. I wouldn't have thought, and it was funny because people would make these pinhole things, but they would spell out things. So they would say, like, in the pinholes, they would say, like, you know, MPM Eclipse Trip 2017, or Original Sunscreen, or Science Rules. And, of course, the Science Rules is a science teacher. I talked to actually a lot of science teachers that were here today. And in fact, I talked to a retired Nicolet high school science teacher. She'd never seen a total solar eclipse. And she's like, you know, I taught these for years. I could explain to my students how they work, what happens. But she said, finally, I get a chance to actually see one. So she was pretty excited. And there was planetarium directors, you know, astronomy nerds, people like myself were just kind of into it. So it was kind of an interesting, eclectic group of people that came with the Milwaukee Public Museum.
And you said some of the people with you were talking about trying to catch another eclipse. Meg, is this on your agenda now to try to get to another and another and another?
Oh, you bet. You bet. Because I was doing Facebook Live beforehand, and then I stopped about maybe 10 minutes beforehand because I didn't want to, like, bother people. And, of course, I just wanted experience. And as the shadow came over, and as we saw the diamond ring, and then we just stood and looked at it, I just literally went out like, oh, my gosh. It's kind of hard to explain. And then immediately I'm thinking, oh, I got to see this again. I have got to see this again. So, yeah, whether I'm going someplace, South America in 2019, there is no solar eclipse anywhere on the planet next year in 2018. We've got to wait until 2019. But definitely, a friend of mine lives in the Path in Ohio in 2024, and I wrote her a letter last week, and I said, hey, you know, put me on your calendar.
A lot of people in the southern Midwest are reconnecting with their friends they'd forgotten about, I bet.
Yeah.
But have missed terribly all these years. Well, Meg, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate you taking the time.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you.
Meg Jones is a reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She traveled to Southern Illinois with a group of eclipse watchers that was organized by the Milwaukee Public Museum.